You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, and the one and only Reggie Jackson is back on board as he is every Monday at 9 o'clock. He's the CEO of Reggie Jackson, Inc. Reggie Jackson is a nationally heralded independent scholar and much sought-after speaker, researcher, writer, and consultant to the media on race relations. He helps institutions and individuals understand how our country's racial hierarchy developed historically, its impact on our lives today, and how we can realize America's promise of all of its citizens. Reggie Jackson shares seldom-told stories and data about the experiences of African-American and other peoples of color, past and present. He's also a former educator. Hey, welcome back, Reggie. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl. Thanks, man. Happy Monday to you. Good to be back.
Happy Motown Monday. You got it, man. You always going to be a part of Motown Monday, man. So, you know, we always going to be jamming.
I grew up with Motown, so that's my music, man.
So Reggie, listen, you're a historian. Tell us a little bit about the times we're in, man. Not just, you know, people of color. Tell us a little bit of what you see as a historian.
Well, you know, Earl, one of the things that I did early this morning after I ate breakfast, and I don't know exactly why I did this, I decided to reread the Declaration of Independence, Earl. The entire Declaration of Independence, not just the beginning part that everybody kind of knows. I read the entire Declaration of Independence, and the part that stands out to me are the issues that they had with King George. There's a whole list of, I don't know, probably 20 different grievances they had. And as I'm reading these grievances, I'm thinking a lot of this stuff applies to King Trump right now. I think everybody should reread the Declaration of Independence and ask themselves if those words apply to what we're dealing with right now. This is the most foolishness I think we've ever seen from any president in U.S. history. We've never had a president that brought somebody on and gave them power that didn't have to be vetted by Congress before, as he's done with Elon Musk. We've never had a president that created an imaginary organization called the Department of Government Efficiency, which doesn't exist. People think it exists. It doesn't exist, Earl. Only Congress can create a Department of Government Efficiency, a part of the federal government. The president doesn't have that power. Only Congress can do that. So it literally doesn't even exist except in the minds of Elon Musk and Donald Trump and these idiots they have working for them. It's not an official government organization because only Congress can create that.
So why won't Congress push back?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Republicans.
I don't know why anybody in Congress is not pushing back against it. I don't know what they're afraid of.
They're afraid of him.
They don't have a backbone.
I know.
I mean, what could they be afraid of, Earl? They work for us. They are literally people who work for their constituents. They don't work for the president. They don't work for anybody other than their constituents. So the citizens of this country are the people they work for. They're supposed to be working on our behalf, not the behalf of anyone else.
You know, Reggie, it is more than alarming because as you stated, none of this should be happening because, again, Congress is supposed to be there as, you know, the stopgap. But if you're so afraid, and I said this on the air last week, and I'll repeat it because it's worth repeating. Reggie, when did we give up our freedoms to a president? When in history did we ever do that? And why have we given up our freedom of speech, our freedom of expression? Why have we given those things up without a fight? Well, it's Earl, Donald Trump. Who is he, man?
Earl, listen, people need to go back and read the Constitution. Constitution was ratified back in 1789, I think, was the year it was written and ratified the following year. Those rights that are in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, have never been nullified in such a way that we're seeing right now. I mean, even during times of war, we still have those rights that are written into the Constitution. Nobody has rewritten the Constitution, the last time I checked, Earl. But we're acting like the Constitution doesn't exist. We're acting like the separation of powers, where the executive branch, you know, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch are supposed to be, you know, checks and balances on each other. Congress has dropped the ball. They have not done their jobs. And I don't care if you're talking about Republicans, Democrats, whoever, they're not doing their job, Earl. They are one of the checks and balances on the president. And he's ignoring what federal judges are telling him to do. He's literally ignoring them, basically giving them the middle finger. And what can they do about it? Other than threaten him, what are they threatening him with? Congress needs to get off their behinds and actually do their jobs. All of them. And I don't care which party they come from. All of them need to stand up and do their jobs. And the only way that's going to happen is if we force them to, as citizens of this country. We have to force our congressional representatives, particularly the Senate, House of Representatives also, but the Senate as well, that they're just, I mean, they're I don't know what they're doing, Earl. They're doing nothing.
Well,
they're collecting a paycheck, and they have the best healthcare plan on the planet Earth. So I don't think they're worried about some of the things that citizens like us are possibly going to lose.
So Reggie, they're afraid. And I said this before. Even the media is afraid. They're all afraid. It's a big bully, and he's on the playground, and none of them have the courage to take on the bully. I mean, listen how he talks. He's so condescending in everything that he says. The man is ignorant, okay? He's really not ignorant. Well, what is he? You know, when you hear the things that he says, and the other part of it is, you know, anybody who thinks that he's concocted all of this himself really is, you know, they kind of had the picture as well. Because this man does not have the intellect to do the things that he's doing. It's the backing of all of that money and all of those think tanks over the last 30 years who've been waiting for this. That's why I said, Reggie, that we're almost conquered already. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because he can say no, but he's got fools like Paul Manafort and what's the other lunatic that was locked up for a little while who has just come back, and he's saying we need to make sure Donald Trump gets a third term. That listen, man. This is what's in their minds, Reggie. And who has the courage to stop it? It takes the people. The people united. Steve Bannon, that's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's saying, Donald Trump can win a third time. That's what Donald Trump and those people think about the people who voted for him, who he's giving the finger to, man. He's giving the finger, to the very people that voted him in.
Can we get Americans to read the Constitution, please? Read the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution. It's very clear that you cannot be elected more than two terms of office as president. It doesn't say you can't serve more than two terms. It says you can't be elected more than two terms.
Yeah. Well,
that was because people were upset because FDR was elected four times. So that amendment has been around for a long time, Earl. It's not something new. And they can try to find a way to get around it as much as they want. But as a citizen of this country, we are allowing these people to violate the Constitution that people, you know, swear by. You know, people swear by the Constitution all the time. I served in the military, Earl. I had to put my hand on the Bible and swear to, you know, uphold the Constitution. I did that when I went into the Navy. And once I got out the Navy, that doesn't mean that you know, that what I owe to the Constitution goes away. It didn't go away. It still exists. I'm still beholden to uphold the Constitution, even though I'm no longer in the military, Earl.
You know, Reggie, I mean, Congress people being afraid, you know, I mean, but the American people are afraid. Wait, I've heard people say to me, hey, Earl, you better watch how you're talking. Hey, man. Hey, what are you talking about? I'm not saying anything that's not the truth, Reggie. If what we are saying mm-hmm. is the truth, why are we afraid to say it?
Somebody told me the same thing, Earl, and I started laughing at them. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you honestly thinking I'm going to close my mouth because I'm afraid of this man? You have to be joking. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's scary, Earl, because when people lose the courage to speak truth to power, when they have the absolute right to do that, then that's problematic. That's what we are. We're in a lot of trouble. And a lot of these people that voted for this man, you know, that they have buyer's remorse now. They're like, oh, I didn't know he was going to do all of this stuff. You know, and I was reading about some guy. Now, this guy has something. Somebody needs to check his head. He voted for Donald Trump. And they decide to deport this man's wife.
Yeah. And he said,
and at first he was mad. And now he says, I'll vote for him again. Dude, go get your head checked somewhere, please. Man. Can you go to Mayo Clinic or someplace and get your head checked?
Well, the reason that it won't work is because if they took him to Mayo Clinic, they find out he doesn't even have a brain. They really should send him to Oz to see the wizard to see if he can get a brain first before they can check it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, come on, man. 8557.
And once they find out he doesn't have a brain, put him on one of those rocket ships that Elon Musk has and send him to the moon.
Hey, you know what?
No, not even to the moon. Get him farther away than that. Just send him out into space and just let him walk out the door.
Donald Trump is taking us on a rocket ship to hell. That's where he's taking us. 855-752-4842. Reggie Jackson, the one and only Reggie Jackson, is on board. We'll continue the conversation.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You can text us at 855-752-4842 or call us at that same number. I'm honored and privileged to have again my good friend, Mr. Reggie Jackson. He is with Reggie Jackson, Inc., and, you know, Reggie is just a master of many different disciplines and author. You know, Griot and you know, won all sorts of awards, and we're We're honored and privileged to have him on these airwaves on the Earl Ingram Show. And fortunate, he's in command all over this nation. Let's go to Mark. Good morning to you, Mark. You say what?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, everybody should go out there. I recommend a book I recommend is Annotated Federalist Papers, which I get from Mentor. I got some copies from Mentor Books. And it's actually got the Federalist Papers, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution itself, as well as notes to it. And I mean that, and the Declaration, as Reggie was bringing up before, the Declaration of Independence is indeed an indictment against the King of England for his violations, his usurpations of actual rights that Englishmen actually had claimed and actually had in that time, that the king was actually violating, you know, transporting people overseas, you know, for trial without, you know, trial by jury, judges that were answering only to the king. That is just anathema to, should be anathema to any American these days. So people need to get familiarized with it. I mean, in Federalist 67, you know, Hamilton actually, even though they blame Hamilton now, well, he said we wanted to have a strong monarch, a strong president, and but he kind of gives lie to that in some of the comments he makes, you know, against the anti-federalists who are claiming that the president was just going to be a king with one passage says surrounded by minions and mistresses, you know, crowned with a diadem, and you know, that having visages of murdering janissaries, you know, which is his whole little guys that did the January 6th insurrection, that he's now empowered to go out there and do it again in support of His Royal Highness, you know, the Mad King Donald, and that people need to be aware of this stuff and actually read the Constitution, which Donald Trump just daily just trashes. He just trashes it every day. And
well, Mark, people don't care. They don't care to read the Constitution. They feel that this is just going to go away. They really, in many instances, and there are some people in this country who have already given up, and you know, without a fight. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, when the rebels rose up in during the Civil War in the South, you know, to maintain slavery, and that's what it was all about. I mean, read Alexander Stevens' cornerstone speech. It was about slavery, pure and simple. And they cobbled together a constitution, but in their preamble to their constitution, there was no mention of the general welfare, nor was there mention of the common defense, because they actually said each state according to its own sovereign character. Well, I mean, all those little individual states could get chopped up by some foreign invader coming in because they weren't really looking to be a union. I mean, established by the, you know, for the people. I mean,
hey, Mark, thank you. Thank you very much for the information. Reggie, you're a military veteran. I was talking about this earlier, so let me bring it up to you right now. The Associated Press this morning, military veterans are becoming the face of Trump's government cuts. So as a veteran, and you know wounded veterans, why are the American people not outraged? The very same people who around Veterans Day fly the flag and put it on, you know, the 4th of July, they fly the flag. They see veterans and they say, thank you for your service. Hey, man, don't we need those people to now fight for the veterans to speak out? You can't stick your head in the sand. Okay, man, what they're doing to veterans, what he's doing to veterans is an outrage. Go ahead.
It's Earl, and, you know, it irritates me that people aren't more bothered by this. Or if they are, they're being very quiet about it. People should be raising their voices. And, you know, the next time someone says something to me about, you know, thank you for your service, I'm going to ask them, you know, what are you going to do to help me as a veteran? Because, you know, as I look towards the future, some of the benefits that I may eventually take advantage of as a veteran may not be there for me, you know, moving forward because of what's happening with the federal government right now. You know, we have all of these people at the Veterans Administration that have lost their jobs, including many veterans.
Right.
And
wounded veterans
are okay with it.
Wounded veterans.
People are okay with it, Earl. And I don't know what needs to change for us as a nation to wake up. You know, my father-in-law, who passed a couple of years ago, he had a famous saying whenever he got mad at my mother-in-law. He would say, "Mary, you better wake up. You better wake up, Mary." And that's what I've been saying to Americans. You better wake up. Wake up. I mean, people are just sleepwalking. It's like we're on a show full of zombies or something, Earl.
You know.
It's sad.
If they don't speak out about anything else, they need to be speaking out about veterans, man. Because I'll say this. If I had a son at the age of 18 years old, and I have steered a lot of young men into the military, because if they didn't know what they wanted to do, it gave them an opportunity to see the world and to live a life and determine what they want to do. The military offered a lot of that. I would not tell a young man today, in the face of what we see, to join the military. Your thoughts, 855-752-4848.
They're having a major, major crisis in the military.
855-752-4842. Reggie, hang on. We'll hear you all on the other side. Hang on the lines. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And Brooke Benton was right. It seems like it's raining all over the world. My good friend Reggie Jackson is on the docket. Reggie, I want you to hear this little piece and then let you respond, and then we'll go back to the phone lines. If you'll play that again, Cardi.
All right, give me 1 second to bring that back up for you.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a rainy night in this nation, man. It's actually a rainy night in the world. All over the world, they're fearful. Listen to this, Reggie. Go ahead.
America, the time has come. The moment is upon us. Shackled by false hope, bound by the illusions we wove, the reveal is clear now. The project is made manifest. The warriors have taken to their corners. Swords drawn, truth abandoned. Lies crawling through cracks like ivy on a dying house. Trust no leader who stands in solidarity with the big lie. They do not lead. They devour. Abdication of power, so the powerless can be erased. Changing your vote is not an option. Taking responsibility for what you ushered in, that will be your life's work. I hear the train coming, a relentless engine screaming through the dark. It is an alarm. It is a warning. The attack is from within. O Constitution, the enemy is within. The hinges are broken, the sycophants are in charge, and the foreign hand that hates our progress, it does not move alone. We set our eyes on the great white hope, believing salvation could come from deception, believing that lies, if dressed well enough, could replace truth. Deceiving self has replaced dreams. Hypocrisy is only a word. Lies are only untruths, but democracy. Democracy is a dying breath. The line is drawn. The people fear the unprecedented time, but hear me. No one is coming. It is you who must stand up. It is you who must make a pact with your neighbor. It is you who must say enough. Doors locked. Secrets spilled like blood. The fox is in the henhouse, and he is sanguinary. You gave him the keys, Speaker of the House. Now the soldiers must mount up.
Reggie, your thoughts?
I'm ready for those soldiers to mount up as well, Earl. That's brilliant, man.
Yeah, it is brilliant. He's a brilliant man. I got a question for you, Reggie. If possible, I want to hear Reggie Jackson's thoughts about Israel's control over U.S. presidents and AIPAC, which has led us to Trump.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say AIPAC didn't lead us to Trump. That's number one. Number two, I could care less about Israel's control over the U.S. I live in the U.S. I don't live in Israel. I've never been to Israel. I don't see how people are more concerned about the impact that Israel is having over this country than what this country is having over itself. How the American public is sitting down and allowing all this foolishness to happen. Well, we're not a bunch of idiots living in this country, Earl. We have, you know, sovereignty as a nation. We can speak for ourselves without other countries speaking for us. And I know that there's a great deal of, you know, passion people have about the things that the U.S. has done to support Israel over the years, but I really don't care. Personally, I'm concerned about what's happening in the U.S. of A. That's where I live right now. If I ever move to Israel, I'll concern myself with Israel then. And as far as AIPAC goes, they didn't give us Trump. They may have supported, you know, Trump getting in office, but they didn't give us Trump.
The American people gave us Trump. Okay. A certain segment of the American people gave us Trump. And now, as this gentleman was saying, you know, it's they have to live with that decision. Right? They made the decision in the open. You constantly heard the same people talking about Joe Biden and what Joe Biden didn't do. For all those people who continue and who were outspoken about Joe Biden, why aren't they as outspoken about Donald Trump, Reggie? Joe Biden didn't do anywhere near the damage that this man is doing. And, you know, CJ calls and talks about Joe Biden and, you know, just the height of ignorance. To even compare Joe Biden's presidency with what this man is ushering in is foolishness. Let's go to Ali from the North Woods. Good morning, Ali. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, would you repeat the author of that poem that you just aired?
Yeah, I'll get it, and we'll certainly repeat it. It's spectacular.
Okay, and it is absolutely awesome. And I want to say to Reggie, I don't believe that the American people aren't concerned about the vets. I think that what's happening is just so overwhelming that nobody knows where to start. And that's by design. That was exactly what they planned. My dad was in the Army for 22 and a half years. He enlisted when he was 17, And when they found out eventually, they sent him home. So that's why the half a year. But he went right back as soon as he was able to get the necessary papers. And we lived a life of service to this country for all that time. And we are concerned. And I think there are a lot of people who can't actually speak to President Rump, as I like to call him, but who are doing things like, I am on Social Security and disabled, but I make phone calls daily to the politicians, and I try to keep up on what's happening.
You know, Ali, we need more people like you, and God bless you. That's what we need. We need people to stand up, those who can. We don't need people
to... And I believe that people are doing that. Of course, you have the...
Not enough.
...the naysayers and people like who call in on your show and say, well, this is a good thing. This isn't a good thing, and they're just being obstinate and foolish.
Hey, Ali. Ali, thank you very...
Agreeing.
Thank you very... Thank you very much for the call. Cardi, you said what now?
For Ali, if she's listening, the link will be in the show document. If she wants to log in to civicmedia.us, she'll be able to see it in the first hour.
So repeat that again for people who are listening so they can hear it.
All righty. So if anyone wants to listen to the poem stated by the author, Dr. Smartmouth, it's going to be in the article for today. It's going to be in hour one called A Change is Needed. You'll find it at civicmedia.us. You can type on the Earl Ingram Show. And in hour one, you'll be able to click on that link. It should be a Facebook link and also an Instagram link, and you guys will be able to listen to that poem.
All right. Reggie, your thoughts on Ali. Sincere woman.
Well, I'd like to, first of all, thank Ali for sharing what she shared. I could tell that she is very concerned about, you know, her dad as a veteran. And I know, you know, there are a lot of people that are in the same position she's in. People are, you know, at their wit's end. They can't figure out what to do. We have to figure out something. I mean, we can't keep waiting to figure out what to do before it's too late. We have to come to some concerted effort, a lot of people together, not just individuals, but a lot of people together collectively. We have to figure it out as a nation. And I know there are a lot of friends that I have that are doing, you know, a variety of different things, making phone calls, writing letters, things of that nature. It has to be more than that, though, because that so far hasn't been effective enough, because the members of Congress just aren't responding in a way that people really see them actually taking action. But Ali, listen, keep doing what you're doing. Whether it seems to be making a difference or not, it's something. It's better to do a little bit of something than nothing.
You know, Reggie, nonstop phone calls to congressmen and senators. All day, nonstop. Day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. They've got to be made to understand that the people you are accountable to are the American people, not Donald Trump. Okay? And as long as Congress people, as you see them, Reggie, in the town halls, they stand before the people and they say, well, I think that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing a good job, and the people boo. I mean, what kind of stupidity is it if you're a congressman and a senator and the constituents who elected you, and you stand before them and say, to hell with you, because that's what they're saying when they say, well, I'm still supporting Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Why? Come on, man. Yeah, you know, it's pretty clear when those people roll around again, you get rid of them. They mean you no good.
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. You know, I think a step ahead of that, though, you know, if you're a member of Congress and you're not doing your job, you should be impeached and removed from office. So, if you're not doing your job, remove them from office.
So can they,
you know,
do
Trump
it?
Trump loves to say you're fired.
So can they do it?
Congress can reprimand members for not doing their job.
No,
they're not going to do it because none of them have the courage to do it right now, Earl.
No, I'm saying can the citizens recall them? I don't know.
There's not a provision for that. Congress can reprimand, members.
Yeah, but
the Senate and the House of Representatives. But I don't think there's anything specifically the citizens can do. I wish there was.
Yeah, but
other than voting.
But what Congress people, there's very few, if any, Republican Congress people who are going to open their mouth. Very few, if any, Republican senators are going to open their mouth. Democrats don't have power. And so many of them are cowering. So, it's up to the people, man, in the streets. We've seen organized people, Reggie, historically, you're a historian, who have organized in the streets, the Vietnam War, and were able to force the elected officials to do the right thing. People have to mobilize. They have to organize every day. And you have to find where you fit in that. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Back in the 1940s, just the threat of a march on Washington was enough to get, the president to end discrimination in, companies that were, making war materials, to end discrimination in that. Just the threat of a march on Washington ended that practice.
855.
Led to the integration of the military.
752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Reggie Jackson. What's the deal?
Are you for real? You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Again, my guest is the one and only Reggie Jackson. Let's go to line two. Who do we have on line two, Cardi? Just put them on.
Bring them up. Yep.
All right, who do we have on line two?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Jack from Merrimack.
Hey, Jack, how you doing, sir? You say what?
Well, I say this. Back in the 1980s, I remember reading that if Republicans got complete control of the administration and Congress and implemented their whole proposed agenda, they had a tax on education, a tax on retirement benefits, like Social Security, and Medicare was relatively new then. They are, were offering huge tax welfare giveaways to the rich. There'd never be another Republican regime voted into office. Well, that's what we've got now, and I can't see how this could possibly work for the MAGAs if we have a legitimate election in 2 years, much less 4 years. And I think there's a distinct possibility there won't be. Remember, Bannon has promised us a 50-year MAGA rule. Now, my friends, both progressives and conservatives with knowledge of Project 2025, told me before and even after the election, well, he can't do all that stuff. Well, he's doing all that stuff. And now they tell me, well, of course, we'll have legitimate elections. Given the fact that Congress, the Supreme Court, Justice Department, and even Department of Defense are totally in the hands of the MAGA sycophants, I'm really concerned about that. And I don't know what we can do about this. This is the real problem, in my opinion. They're going to try to institute basically a dictatorship. And it won't matter if Trump drops over dead in 6 months or in 4 years. They'll still hold control and they'll keep it. And yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, they'll
so
just.
That's my rant for the day.
Well, they'll just bring J.D. Vance up to complete it. Thank you very much for the call. You want to respond to that, Reggie?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, this is part of what their plan is, Earl, is if they want Trump to be president in 2028. So what they're going to try to do, they have one of two options. Either Donald Trump is going to just refuse to leave the White House after that election, and he's going to just dare people to drag him out of the White House, and I want to see who's going to drag his butt out of the White House, or he's going to have J.D. Vance run for president, and he'll run for vice president. J.D. Vance will be elected, take the oath of office, and resign the next day, and then Trump will be promoted to president again. Legally, they can do that. They don't want Trump to leave. Trump is the power that they have, the love that people have for Donald Trump. People don't really care for J.D. Vance. I don't think people like him at all. And it doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump or J.D. Vance or somebody like them. This is, you know, what the conservatives in these, you know, these think tanks have been planning on this for a long time. You know, people keep talking about Project 2025. They don't realize there was a precursor to Project 2025 written back in 1980 as Ronald Reagan was coming into office. You know, they plan to do a lot of the same stuff that's in Project 2025. Some of the stuff changed because, you know, the world has changed since then. But this has been a concerted effort to get certain things that they wanted for a very long period of time. They want to do away with civil rights that were gained during the 1960s by people of color. They want to get rid of some of the rights that, you know, women have attained, you know, because of the women's rights movement. A lot of things that have changed, they want to get rid of. And they really don't give a crap who they hurt to do it. They're going to run over anybody that they have to run over to get these things, Earl. And until the American public wakes up and stops voting for these conservatives and put them in Congress, we're going to have to keep dealing with this crap, whether it's Donald Trump as president or somebody else. It's not just going to change if Donald Trump isn't around.
You know, Reggie, you just said we've got an election that's in process right now. And people who voted for Donald Trump have an opportunity to not continue to make the same mistake by not voting for, what is the guy's name?
Brad Schimmel.
Brad. You know, but it's nip and tuck right now when you would think that the last thing anybody would do is put a smaller version of Donald Trump in office, knowing the impact that this other guy had. So, Reggie, I wish we had more time, man. We'll play your poem, the poem at the beginning of the show next week. Thank you, man.
It's not a poem. It's just an elevator speech. My preferred introduction, Earl.
Okay, well, we're going to make sure we do it next week. And it's good talking to you as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. I'll be back on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Up next, Jane Matinee, Greg Bach Matinee on air. Yeah. See you later.
Thanks, Earl. Thanks, Cardi.
You're welcome.
We can build a world of love, a life of joy, make our goal each other's happiness. I will do for you anything that I can.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.